Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message is entitled, The Image, and it is based off of Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. So, let us dive into the Word today. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from His glorious power. And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He Himself is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He might come to have first place in everything. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him God was pleased to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of His cross. Amen. As Christians, Christ ought to take first place in everything. He should have our undivided attention, loyalty, and obedience. However, we often find ourselves distracted by all of the other things that infiltrate our lives. Still, Christ is calling us to place Him first in everything so that through us He might shine out into the world for all to see. The question is, do we know His voice? Does anybody remember Humphrey the humpback whale? Now, for some of you, this may predate you. This may not be something you remember. But for others, perhaps you remember Humphrey the humpback whale. Humphrey became a national celebrity in 1985 when he made his way into the San Francisco Bay and headed up the Sacramento River into fresh water, which, of course, could have been fatal for him. After all, whales live in salt water. Fresh water is not ideal for a whale and can be fatal. Humphrey gained national media coverage, and the whole country watched the ensuing story. Many experts and well-meaning lay people attempted to get Humphrey to turn around and go back to the saltwater environment of the ocean, but nothing worked. Several weeks of being trapped in the fresh water of the Sacramento Delta began taking a toll on Humphrey. His skin was graying, and Humphrey appeared to be dying. If you want, you can Google Humphrey the humpback whale, and that'll give you the full story. But as a last-ditch effort, Dr. Bernie Krause, who had recorded the sounds of humpback whales made while feeding, suggested using them as a possible way to lure Humphrey out. Suddenly, Humphrey, when they started to play the sounds of humpback whale noises during feeding, suddenly Humphrey emerged from the water at the bow of the ship, right where the speaker was playing. The captain quickly started down the river with Humphrey following close behind. Listening to the voices of other humpback whales, Humphrey followed the ship out of the river, through the bay, and back out to the Pacific Ocean. Isn't that interesting? Hearing the familiar voices of humpback whales is the only thing that broke through and saved Humphrey. Like Humphrey, the humpback whale, we too get distracted and lost. When we are directing our own lives, we often take wrong turns that lead us into environments and situations that cause us to be spiritually compromised. Let me say that again. When we are directing our own lives, we often take wrong turns that lead us into environments and situations that cause us to be spiritually compromised. Like Humphrey, whose majestic color was changed to a dull gray as a result of being in the wrong type of water, we find ourselves losing our witness of Christ, losing the drive to be spiritually disciplined, and even losing our faith. In that state, we look less like Christ, who is the perfect image of God, and more like the world. In Colossians, Paul hopes for the Colossian church that they may be, and I quote, made strong with all the strength that comes from Christ's glorious power, end quote. And that they may be, quote, that they may, quote, be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who had enabled them to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light, end quote. Paul then outlines exactly how this hope will come to pass. First, we need to truly understand and believe that Christ has rescued us from sin and death. We must believe it, that Christ has rescued us from sin and death. We are no longer bound to the sin that imprisoned us. Second, we need to understand that Christ is not just some obscure Jewish rabbi that lived 2 millennia ago, nor is he secondary to even God, nor separate from God. Rather, Jesus Christ is the image, the very image of God, the firstborn of all creation. In fact, heaven and earth were created through him. As it was written in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, in the beginning the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. Finally, we need to understand that Christ is who holds all things, including the church, together. And Christ is the head of the church. Therefore, we need to put Christ first and exclusively follow him and him alone. Apart from Christ, my friends, we are not the church. I'll say that again. Apart from Christ, we are not the church. You, sisters and brothers, are being called to follow Christ and to place your faith in Him. Like Humphrey, you have to listen to and follow Christ's voice out of the toxic waters of this world and into the purified, salty water that leads to eternal life. The only way you can do that is to know Christ's voice. And the only way to know Christ's voice is to develop a real and personal relationship with Him through prayer, through reading Scripture, through regular worship, through partaking in the sacraments, through faithful giving, and through serving Christ in all that you do, and witnessing to Christ in all that you do. Together, we can transform the world through our witness for Christ. We can move mountains, make disciples, and bring honor and glory to Christ's name if we but remember who ought to be our number one priority. Today, I challenge you to commit to growing in your spiritual discipline. And to help kick off this challenge, I invite you and challenge you to pick up a Bible, and begin to read it. Each week, I would love for you to leave a comment wherever you're listening to. Leave a comment on lifegivingwatermsg.org or wherever you're listening and can comment. Leave a comment if you want to go to the lifegivingwatermsg.org. There's places there where you can comment. Leave a comment on what scripture you read and how it has blessed you. I challenge you to do that. Pick up the Bible, pick a gospel, and begin to read it. And then each week, I invite you to share what you read and what it has meant for you and how it has blessed you throughout your week. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I just thank you for this challenging message. I thank you for challenging us to remember that you are our sole priority. And that everything else that we put in place of you is nothing more than an idol. And you've asked us to remove all idols from our lives. Lord, you are the one true God. And we thank you and praise you for your presence with us. And we ask that you make us more faithful in our presence, in your ministry and in your mission here on earth. Help us to be agents who build up your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Well, friends, I would like to thank you for tuning into this message, The Image, based off of Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. Last week, obviously, I did not put out a message. The reason for that is I had just had oral surgery, and my mouth was really swollen, and I could barely talk. And I was preparing for surgery this past Tuesday as well. I had surgery on meniscus, on my meniscus in my right knee, and so I've been recovering from that too. So I do appreciate your prayers and your love and all that. It's been a trying couple of weeks, when you fracture a tooth, you have to have it removed, and the meniscus surgery had already been planned long before the tooth incident, so it just turns out that I had two surgical procedures in 2 weeks. So thank you for keeping me in your prayers. I am recovering well. I'm feeling much better, but when you hear that I sound a little different, it's because I have a retainer in my mouth that has a fake tooth on it. They call it a flipper, but it's just for aesthetics until I can get the implant, which will be in about 6 months or so. But anyway, thank you for keeping me in your prayers. I'd like to invite you to tune in next week as we will begin. Next week actually begins Advent, and so we will begin our Advent series next week. And so I look forward to sharing that with you all and to having you tune in and hopefully being challenged by it. In the meantime, friends, check out our episode notes, and you'll see links to Life-Giving Water Devo, lifegivingwaterdevo.org, which also you can share. Any, if you want to comment on lifegivingwaterdevo.org, you can certainly comment there, as well as in regard to what you're reading and how it has blessed you throughout the week. But you can go to that link. You can go to lifegivingwatermessage.org. You can go to the Party on John, partyonjohn.org. And check out the Party on John cast, which is co-hosted between myself and Sal Sermarco. That's a great podcast. We have a new episode coming out December 1st, so I hope you'll check it out. In the meantime, my friends, I would like to remind you that you have been richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Go in peace.